eventful trip so far. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden finishing his three-day trip to South Korea Sunday, telling reporters in Seoul that he is not worried about North Korea conducting a nuclear weapons test because of his trip to Asia.
We are prepared for anything North Korea does. We've thought through how we respond to whatever they do, and so I am not concerned.
President Biden applauding Hyundai's pledge of at least a $10 billion investment in the production of electric vehicles and related technologies in the U.S., which includes a $5.5 billion investment for an electric vehicle and battery factory in Georgia. President Biden will next be visiting Japan. A small northern Michigan city is undergoing cleanup after a deadly tornado Friday caused death and destruction.
Two people died, dozens more hurt by the storm. Authorities described the damage across Gaylord as substantial. A mobile home park was also decimated. Gaylord is some 230 miles northwest of Detroit, where tornadoes are rare this time of year.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency in the county. Following last weekend's mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket, the city holding a remembrance ceremony Saturday.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said that the city will continue to move forward as best as possible past the tragic event.
Today, we remember the precious lives lost.
The remembrance ceremony included a 123-second moment of silence, marking the amount of time it took for the shooter to kill 10 and wound three more.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Early voting, winning the Preakness Stakes Saturday. After 8 years, comedian Pete Davidson announcing he is leaving Saturday Night Live. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A recall has been issued for a popular peanut butter brand.
There's a new outbreak of salmonella poisoning. This time, the offending product is Jif peanut butter. The FDA, along with the CDC, are investigating reports from several states. The CDC has found that 5 out of 5 people affected had specifically eaten different varieties of Jif prior to becoming ill. Evidence indicates that the product all came from the J.M. Smucker Company facility in Lexington, Kentucky. They say if you've got Jif on your home or store shelves with the lot code numbers ranging from 1274424 and 2140425, you should wash and sanitize surfaces and utensils that have come in contact with the peanut butter. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A major player in Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, giving testimony Friday in the first trial of the Trump-Russia investigation.
Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager testifying that Clinton herself personally approved giving one of the now-debunked Trump-Russia stories to the press 2 months before the presidential election in 2016. Former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman is charged with lying to the FBI by claiming he had evidence of a secret back channel between the Trump Organization and a Russian bank with ties to the Kremlin. Sussman claims he was delivering the information to the FBI on his own as a concerned citizen, not on behalf of the Clinton campaign. Special counsel John Durham says he has evidence showing Sussman later billed the Clinton campaign for the private FBI meeting. The FBI later found no evidence of a connection.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The NASCAR All-Star Race taking place Sunday at the Texas Motor Speedway, where the winner receives $1 million in prize money. The Golden State Warriors taking on the Dallas Mavericks in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals Sunday. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.